This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The left in America has become the most deceitful hate group on the planet, where they don't just misrepresent facts and information, but they intentionally lie and deceive the public on current events. Here's a piece put together by Darren McBreen exposing the left's lies and misinformation about what happened in Florida.
Yesterday, the 18th school shooting in the past 45 days happened in Parkland, Florida, leaving 17 people dead.
This year, there have already been 18 school shootings.
Those 18 school shootings so far this year, shocking.
There's a group called Everytown. Everytown is a gun control group. And Everytown said that there were 18 school shootings in the month of January. Now, you may be wondering, why didn't I hear about those school shootings every single day? The answer is because there were not 18 school shootings in the month of January. There were more like three.
Eight now fatal school shootings we had in this country this year. Children are being murdered.
We cannot accept this. I can't do it, Wolf. I'm sorry. We can't do it.
President Trump, you say, what can you do? You can stop the guns from getting into these children's hands.
We are committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools and tackle the difficult issue of mental health.
Well, I'm just struck by the emptiness, the hypocrisy of Donald Trump's words, we will do anything to protect you.
Do you feel safe tonight?
That vital conversation has been drowned out and made impossible by mindless screeching about gun control led by blustery charlatans in the media. You know exactly who they are.
Hey, go to Google. They're lying to you. It is not a constitutional right to have a military-style gun, Gene. And yet, these Republicans keep spreading these lies.
Every one of these is tragic and terrible and an act of evil. That does not mean that 18 happened. So I think that it's just important to get the statistic correct. Like, this is you wonder why the people don't trust the media. It's because the media don't bother to do any of this. They just give you the bottom line, 18 school shootings. And then the minute you dig into it, you realize there were not 18 school shootings. There were three.
There is not a constitutional right. There is not a God-given right. There is not a fundamental right as an American to possess weapons of war.
What we need are laws, real laws, that do everything possible to keep assault rifles out of the hands of people who are going to shoot our kids.
And we've got Jimmy Kimmel bashes gun rights. We can show you the article on Infowars.com with Jimmy Kimmel with video and photos of his bodyguards with their Glock pistols and more tucked in at his offices and at his house that protect him, but he says you can't have a gun.
If these same gun enthusiasts were black and brown people with locks or braids and fatigues with guns, I have a feeling that some of the people watching me right now might be a lot more willing to have a gun debate conversation right now.
A Time magazine headline blared the following. Accused Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz was a member of a white supremacist group. PBS, UpRocks, many others, big news organizations ran stories claiming that this was confirmed by the leader of this white nationalist group.
The president didn't have a lot to say today about what he actually plans to do about school shootings.
Donald Trump does nothing.
Once again, we see the urgency for Congress to take true common sense action to prevent gun violence.
The goal? Gun seizures, ammunition regulation, the disarmament of the American population.
An armed militia is in the possibility that it all goes wrong. That's what it's for. It's not for when everything's going right. It's for when it all goes wrong. To deny the possibility that it could all go wrong, to me, you're lying.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
Imagine federal officials marching from house to house, seizing hundreds of millions of firearms from law-abiding citizens, and then fining and imprisoning those who resist. Vox approvingly calls this leadership. In fact, it's a recipe for bloodshed and civil war. It's
all right, ladies and gentlemen, all this all these lies and disinformation have made me realize something. I'm going to tell you it on the other side. Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWars Life.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the War Room, Friday, February 16th, 2018. And if you are a follower of liberal media, leftist media, or Democrats, well, you'd think it's all over. You would think that Mueller's indictment today, 37 pages, 13 Russians, 3 Russian entities, you'd think they got it. Oh, by golly, we got the proof. Trump colluded with Russia. Mueller did it. Thank you, Mueller. We've got the indictments. But you know what amazes me about this? And this is the key takeaway here, folks. Pull up the War Room Twitter, guys. I did a social experiment for the last 24 hours. And I have to tell you, it was gruesome. But it made me realize something that I'm going to talk about here in a minute. But here's what the audience needs to understand, and really what modern day leftists and liberals need to understand that follow this tripe. Unfortunately, I don't think they can get it. I think their minds are too closed. I think they're too brainwashed. But ladies and gentlemen, guys, you can just scroll through some of the responses on the War Room today. I've been responding to, you know, Dick Painter and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and all of these clowns. So they're all, this is all, you can find all of this at War Room Show on Twitter. My social experiment was for the last 24 hours, I followed about 15 to 20 different liberals, Schiff, Swalwell, Lemon, Tapper, Painter, the list goes on and on. And I put notifications on, so I got a notification every time they tweeted. Well, it's really amazing. And this is going to come back to reach a greater narrative and a greater point I'm going to make here. But the reason I did this is because I wanted to see how they were going to respond to this, how they were going to twist this, how they were responding to the Florida shooting. And then more importantly, I wanted to find out what their followers were saying, how people were responding to their tweets. And what I found it shocks you just because you're a human and, you know, craziness shocks you, insanity shocks you in this form. But it didn't shock me that they are crazy. It doesn't shock me that they fall for nonsense. But this is the perfect example where Swalwell and Schiff and Painter and all of these people are immediately having a knee-jerk reaction to Mueller's indictments today. But what's the catch? The catch is they clearly have never read the document. They never read it. And so this is how much faith they have. It's called blind faith. So Mueller releases his document with 16 indictments, and then without reading it, just throwing caution to the wind, this is who these people are, without reading it, without knowing what's in it, being totally clueless, being totally ignorant, they throw caution to the wind, and what should put their careers on the line, unfortunately with the brainwashed public, it doesn't, because they're just as brainwashed as these leaders, but throwing all caution to the wind and banking on their ignorance, they all jump to conclusions about this indictment, 16 indictments from Mueller, before they even read the document. And that tells you everything you need to know about Adam Schiff, about Eric Swalwell, about Dick Painter, and the like, that they would jump to conclusions and tweet about this document that they've obviously never read. So what type of congressman, Eric Swalwell, Adam Schiff, comments on a document that they've never read? How irresponsible is that? Why don't you do your job? Why do you continue to misinform the public? Why do you comment on a document you've never read? And then what happens? Their followers and their loyalists do the exact same thing. Now, this is going to bring me to a greater point, which is this, and I'll get into this in the next segment. I've realized something over the last 24 to 48 hours. And part of it is taking a step back, which I'm well due for just taking a step back and trying to get away from being drowned in news all the time to try to refocus. But I realized something. See, We're the type of people that have already been running from the establishment. We've been running from the matrix. We've been running from the control grid. We're sick of the spy grid. We're sick of the technology spying on us. We're sick of being looked at it as a potential terrorist if we go to an airport. You know, I mean, we're sick of all of it. We're running from the establishment. We're running from the matrix. We're running from the control grid. We've always had that instinct. But now, the left has now become a blockade, and they don't want us to run. They want us to be sucked into the matrix. They want us to be sucked into the control grid. Hand over your guns. Accept the spying. Accept the lies of the deep state. No. So not only are we here running for our lives, running for our freedom, running from the control grid, running from the devil, running from things like abortion, running from things like gun control, running from the tyranny. There's the story on Infowars.com. Are you awake? This is your last chance. That's what I realized, folks. This really is our last chance, because not only are we running from the control grid that they already have set up, the TV spies on you, the phone spies on you, it's all there. You know it's there. It's all the New World Order. It's all the mark of the beast. They want to microchip everybody now. So we've been running for that, but now we've been running from that. Now the left has joined it and are trying to drag us down into it. So here's the deal, folks. I'm not a violent person. I'm not calling for war in the streets or fighting in the streets. But the left must be ended. We have to end the left. There is no quarter. There is no agreement with these people. There is no middle ground. There is no compromise. These people are full anti-life, anti-human, anti-American, full authoritarian, full control grid, full death cult, full commit to ignorance. And they have to be stopped. They have to be ended. They have to be stomped out. There will be no victory until the left is gone. Period. And I've got all the proof you need, but just look about it. Just look at what they're doing now. They're all about triggering hate. They're all about triggering hate for white people, triggering hate to Trump supporters, triggering hate to gun owners. And it's reaching a point where they're going full death cult. They're calling for violence. They're calling for killing people. They're out on the streets committing violence. They're out on the streets beating people because they're white, beating people because they support Trump. They're out on the streets blaming gun owners for every mass shooting that happens in America. No. They will believe anything. They will do anything. They have been soul sucked. They are brainwashed. They are now minion robots of the enemy, of the deep state, of the New World Order. And they have to be stomped out completely. We will never win until the liberal modern day mindset is completely stomped out.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible, and folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected fluoride for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So here's the deal, folks. Right now, you have a bunch of liberal media pundits and a bunch of Democrats commenting on the Mueller indictment document before they've even read it, saying that it proves Trump colluded with Russia. Really? Can you highlight any excerpt from the document that indicates that? Nope. Has one of them attempted to do that? Nope. Has one of them even attempted to read it? Well, considering their response, I would say, nope. And then, just like their ignorant leaders, all the liberals on Twitter comment on things they've never read. Not just the Mueller indictments that they say clearly indicate Trump-Russia collusion, which they don't. They don't at all. Devin Nunes releases a statement on Twitter saying, here's my statement regarding the Mueller indictments, and then it's just a link to his statement that's essentially, you know, an essay, if you will. And then what do liberals on Twitter respond? Nope, not reading that. You're an a-hole. Nope, not reading that. You're not credible. Nope, not reading that. You lose. Trump colluded. Why don't you read a document? Are you illiterate? So, here's the deal. I don't know what this means right now. I tend to figure it out. But we can have zero tolerance from now on for the left. Zero tolerance for Democrats that lie. Zero tolerance for liberals that refuse to accept reality. Zero tolerance. They must be buried. No patience. No quarter. They must be buried. I mean, you feel bad for these people. They've been brainwashed. They've been soul sucked. They can't even think for themselves. So, you know, I'm glad we pulled this up. So let me just get into this because this might explain it a little better. Not only will they fall for anything, folks, if you'll fall for anything, you stand for nothing and you're a very dangerous individual. You see this? This is a tweet. Andrew Pollack is the man from that picture you saw. And yesterday he was looking for, or 2 days ago, he was looking for his daughter Meadow after the school shooting. And unfortunately, he lost her. She died in the school shooting. Now, this man shows up with a Trump shirt on. This gets tweeted out on social media. And do you know how liberals respond to this? They're blaming the father for the daughter's death. They're saying it's your fault. They're saying it's Trump's fault. These people are sick. These people deserve no quarter. We don't have time to save ourselves from ultimate destruction when we're dealing with people like this. I'm telling you, if we want to be spared from the devil's grip, if we want to be spared from the mark of the beast, if we want to be spared from everything that is tyranny and everything that is authoritarianism, we have to stop them now. We have to fight now. And here's the key. I support Trump. I voted for Trump. I believe in Trump. I think he wants to do what's best for America. But President Trump better understand something quick. The left can be given no quarter. The left cannot be compromised with. We cannot compromise with the likes of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They must be buried. We cannot compromise with the likes of Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff. They must be buried. It's time for Trump to go on the attack. It's time for the Justice Department to go on the attack. You want to talk about Russian collusion? We've already got it. Hillary Clinton paid for a fake document so that the Department of Justice, the FBI, would sign off on a FISA warrant to spy on Trump's campaign. There's your Russian collusion. There's your election meddling. There's your Russian influence. Where is everyone on that? Where's President Trump? Where's Nunes? Where are the Republicans? It's time to take the attack stance. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of being blamed for everything because I'm white. I'm sick of being blamed for everything because I voted Trump. I'm sick of being blamed for everything because I own guns. And so are you. So why are we capitulating to these people? We are in control now. We have the House, we have the Senate, and we have the President. Let's bury the left. I'm done with it. You think that I can sit here and read a bunch of brainwashed liberals insulting a father on Twitter whose daughter just died because he's wearing a Trump shirt? This story is on Infowars.com. From Paul Joseph Watson, far left group calls for murdering Republicans as revenge for Florida school shooting. Do you see what I'm saying? Why are we giving these people quarter? They need to be locked up and put in a mental asylum immediately. Immediately. How about Anna Navarro? Again, a liberal mouthpiece, a complete dimwit. Eric Trump, I mean, folks, these people, I'm telling you, we have to end the left. They must be stopped, whatever it takes. Locking them in mental institutions, I don't care. I'm done with it. Call me Hitler. I don't care. It doesn't stick anymore. Call me a racist. Nobody believes you. You're mentally ill. We need to open up mental institutions and start putting people like Anna Navarro in them. Eric Trump tweets out a picture of Marine One landing in Mar-a-Lago, and she's pissed. Look at her response. An entire community is grieving. 17 people are dead. The first funeral, that of a 14-year-old, is being held today down the road. But yeah, nice view. So Eric Trump just tweets out an image of Marine One landing in Florida, which, by the way, he's going to Florida to visit the victims. He's going to Florida to meet the mourning victims of the shooting. But Anna Navarro uses anything and everything to attack President Trump, to virtue signal to the brainwashed minions to attack President Trump. This is sick. This is a cult. This must be stopped. So again, I don't know what it takes. I'm going to have to think about it over the weekend, but I'm recommitting to ending this. I mean, look at what they're doing in Congress. How about this from Rand Paul? This is a highlight from earlier this week. In case you didn't think Congress was absurd before, Senate Democrats are now filibustering the open immigration debate they asked for and refusing to put their bill on the floor. Do you understand how insane these people are? Do you understand the type of people we're dealing with, folks? Democrats call for an open debate to talk about their bill, then refuse to show their bill and filibuster the entire time. I mean, it just goes on and on. I can't even plug right now because I'm so ticked off and fed up with these people. But here's the deal. InfoWars is committed. InfoWars is committed no matter what it takes. Alex is never going to stop. We're going to keep expanding. And I guess one of the answers is just getting so big here at InfoWars that we just drown out the CNNs, drown out the MSNBCs. And it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now, Super Blue Toothpaste. Now, this is a very highly rated product. It's a toothpaste that is fluoride free, but it has the good halogen iodine in there as well as colloidal silver. Check it out right now. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody uses toothpaste. Everybody has toothpaste in their house. Why not fund the InfoWar and get the best toothpaste on the planet at the same time? 50% off Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. When I come back, I'm joined by Jaylen Martin, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. We're going to talk about the vigil and the aftermath of the shooting. Don't go anywhere.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your biome defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze-drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. We're joined by Jaylen Martin, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Obviously, just brutal times down there in Florida. They've been holding some vigils. You may have seen some videos and images from that. I want to get Jaylen's take on the vigils. Jaylen, thank you for joining us so much today. Were you able to attend all the vigils yesterday? I know that you were on your way to one after we got off the phone with you yesterday. How did that go?
Yeah, I went at like 3 o'clock. There was a rumor that it started at 2:30, but luckily I was there early enough to take some pictures. And I guess the main feeling that I felt at first was everyone was just expressing like their disbelief and sadness that this happened,
everyone that I talked to was just, it was like low energy type of thing. Everyone was pouring out their hearts and stuff to each other. But I went around and talked to some people who were in that part of the building, and everyone that I talked to in that part of the building was telling me that there was a second shooter that had to have been in.
Now,
I still haven't seen anything about it on the news. Like, I'm watching the news now. I just found out that, yes, they do plan on tearing down that part of the building. I still don't know where.
Hold on. They're going to tear it down?
I'm sorry?
Did you say they're going to tear that building down? Did I hear that correctly?
I can't hear you.
Hey, guys, I don't think Jalen is getting my audio right now. Hey, Jalen, can you hear me now?
Okay, now I can.
So I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly. Did you say they're going to tear the building down?
Yeah, that part of the building is getting torn down and rebuilt.
So just to recount, you said that the students you talked to that were in that building said that they think there was a second shooter, and now they're saying they're going to tear the building down.
Yes. The thing about it is I don't know when exactly we're supposed to go back to school.
So they still haven't made any announcements as far as that's concerned?
No, no. I'm watching Fox News right now. I'm in the background, and they are talking about how they just concluded a press conference with Sheriff Israel. I met him last night, actually. I went up to him and shook his hand, and I tried to ask him any news about a second shooter. He walked away immediately, so there was that.
And just to provide a little background here, that's exactly what they did after the Sandy Hook shooting. So, but I'm curious, Jalen, with all of this being politicized in the media, what do the students feel about this? Because this isn't really a political issue, I'd imagine, to the students.
Well, last night during the visual part that happened later in the day around 6:30, that's when it got extremely political. As you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was there. I didn't see her. I heard her voice. I was like, that sounds familiar. And then I saw her hair. And then I found out shortly after that it was her. And of course, everyone that, like, not everyone, a lot of the people that were up there speaking were talking about gun control. And then shouts broke out to where someone was just got fed up and was talking about how it's not the gun's fault. And then there was a chant like, no more guns, no more guns. And then that went on for a little bit. And the guy kept yelling back, and then it's just sort of subsided after a while, but still the shouts from the speakers about gun control. Yeah, right there. The shouts from the speakers about gun control was enough to make me sort of feel like this whole thing was sort of just completely politicized, but I wasn't going to be one of the people to make this a confrontational.
Yeah, because you don't want to be the insensitive one in this, but doesn't that feel, I mean, for the students, I mean, I would imagine no matter what your politics are, somebody getting up there during this vigil and politicizing the event, I mean, that would just feel crushing to me.
Yeah, it was really upsetting. I was talking to a few people that I've seen around school all the time. I really haven't talked to them before, but I see them around school and we were talking about why would they use this event to push something political. And it would have been different if they just did it, you know, a few times or something like that. Nearly every speaker said something about, hey, we need gun control. And I believe the superintendent, I can't remember his name, but he was like, it's finally time to, you know, enact common sense gun control. And then people just started chanting, no more guns. The whole thing was politicized. That was the thing about it.
And that's the issue that I have with this, and that's why my big thing today is we have to stomp the left out. They must be stopped. They will not stop until they literally destroy this country and turn it into a third world nation of slaves where you can't even have a vigil. You can't even mourn people that died without having the left shove their political opinion down your throat.
No, you cannot. You can't.
And it sounded to me, too.
I tried to keep my political views out of it. of right. course, that was something I, you know, I had to fight my inner self.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You know what they're doing now?
I can control myself, so why can't they?
That's exactly it, Jalen. That is exactly it. See, they know that we are actually tolerant people. They know that we actually exhibit self-control and we actually have class and we know the right time to interject with politics and the wrong time to interject with politics. They throw all that to the wind. They don't give a hoot about that. They'll inject their politics, you know, immediately, even when you're trying to mourn, fellow students that got shot. I mean, that shows you how sick they are. That's why I'm saying they have to be stopped. See, it's sad, but this is what we have to do now. Now because of the left, we have to politicize vigils and they want to shout their message about gun control. Now we have to shout back at a vigil because they want to inject politics in this. But Jalen, it sounded to me when they had the chant of no more guns, honestly, it sounded to me like most of the people didn't want to chant that. Is that accurate?
Yeah, most people didn't want to chant that. Obviously they just wanted to use this time to mourn the losses and just figure out what we could do to stop this, but they weren't doing it in a political way. That was the thing about it. People were talking about, maybe the teachers should, I would talk to people, they were like, maybe teachers should be armed, but that wasn't the main thing people were talking about. They were talking about what should we do as far as keeping an eye out.
We should rely on the, I actually think, you know, maybe having armed teachers and trained teachers would be a good solution. I'm not sure if that is the solution, but it's one solution we could talk about, but they don't want that. They want you to have no rights, no ability to protect yourself, put all your faith in the government, right? Just like the same government that was alerted about Nicholas Cruz 39 times. We should put our faith in them.
Yeah. One of the things about Nick Cruz, you know, I was talking about how about 4 weeks ago, the Secret Service came and trained our teachers on a new safety policy. And, you know, it came out today that, yeah, the FBI got a tip, you know, around that same time, about 4 weeks ago, that he could be possibly a potential school shooter. And that lines up exactly around the time that we got these new safety drills.
We're about to go to break here. Jalen Martin is the guest. He's a senior at Marjory Stoneman High. We're going to have him for another segment. I want to talk more about the conversations he had with shooters. But ladies and gentlemen, this is in page 24 of Mueller's indictment sheet that came out today. Page 24, section D in Article 58, on or about September 13th, 2017, Kavirzhina wrote an email to a family member. That's one of the Russian entities in this. We had a slight crisis here at work. The FBI busted our activity. So there you go. In September of 2017, when the FBI was warned about Nicholas Cruz, they were too busy investigating Russians. The FBI was too busy investigating Russians to save kids' lives in Florida. The FBI was investigating Russia instead of tips they had on Nicholas Cruz.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
It's all coming out. Everybody knew about Nicholas Cruz and his threats to the school. One must ask, why was nothing done? Well, of course, we've got the proof now, thanks to the documents from the Mueller indictment. Well, the FBI was too busy, see? The FBI was too busy to properly vet or investigate Nicholas Cruz because they were busy with the Russian investigation that proves no collusion. So thank you, FBI. The entire FBI needs to be shut down. My guest now is Jaylen Martin, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. We were talking about last night's vigil with him in the last segment. But Jaylen, I want to get more into the conversations you had with your fellow students that were in the building that now they are saying they're going to tear it down, the building where the shooting happened. And you're saying that multiple students that you spoke with think there was a second shooter.
Yeah. So they're going to be tearing down the building. Yesterday when I was at the vigil, several people told me that was probably going to happen. So I'm not really that surprised to see it. But, yeah, I talked to several people yesterday who were in that building. We call it the freshman building. It's the 1200 building. And they were telling me, like, for example, one of the people, he was on the first floor, and he, you know, he heard, like, some loud sort of explosion sound. It turns out it was gunshot. They just said that there weren't any smoke bombs. That's why yesterday when I was on, I said I didn't hear too much about smoke, but I heard something about like smoke or a hazy, you know, kind of look. Mm-hmm. And no one saw a gas mask. They just said that it was a balaclava. Yeah, so I talked to him. He said that he heard, you know, a loud bang sound. And at first he didn't know what it was. Turns out, you know, it was a gunshot. And then he heard a jiggle on the knob. And then someone said, go to the next one.
And this was on the first floor.
Second. Yes, this was on the first floor.
And the reports are that most of the shooting or the carnage happened on the third floor. Is that correct?
I don't know, but I did talk to someone who was on the third floor. And they also said that they think it was a second shooter. She also did see him, for a split second. She didn't, you know, get to look at him. On my channel, you can see she was the one who said that she was picked up and thrown into the classroom to get out of the way. And a lot of people that I talked to were just, they were pretty convinced that it was a second shooter.
Yeah. And obviously,
I don't know when they're seeing the security camera footage, because like I said earlier, there are lots of cameras in that building. I think I counted like there's 12 cameras in that building. And the building has three floors, one hallway on each floor.
And so obviously, if there was a second shooter, they would know that because they have the video footage, which I doubt they'll show anyone, just like the Vegas shooting. It just magically, you can't get to see any of that video. Wow. So obviously, it's very tough. I mean, you're in a tough situation to even, you know, have to talk about this and be asking these questions, considering it's so fresh after the event. But we salute you for the courage and the bravery to go out there and speak with other people about this. I mean,
thank you. I give all that courage and bravery to the first responders, especially Coach Feast and the other teachers that jumped in to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredible stories of bravery coming from Coach Feast and others that were there that day that probably saved many lives. But do you think that this is going to be something maybe, you know, when the dust kind of settles here and a lot of the emotions are kind of, you know, balancing out, do you think more people are going to be, you know, open to talking about this, opening to talk about what actually happened that day, willing to go into their memory bank and actually think about what they heard and what they saw?
Yes. Like, I was talking to someone earlier today about how when we do go back to school, there's no way that we can't talk about this, and we shouldn't try to not talk about it, because if we try not to talk about it, it's just going to feel worse, because we're going to try to isolate ourselves from the incident and people are going to feel lonely from it. So the only way that we can is if we talk about it, talk about what happened, what we felt like doing to stop something else from happening.
And I would imagine that, I mean, at least from my experience at high school, Most high school students are not really that political. They don't really get into politics much. That's not meant to be insulting. It's just at that age, you worry and you think about other things. And so politics isn't really on the mind. And so to me, I think that this really lends an opportunity here, because when people are discussing this, they don't have these preconceived notions in the back of their head about, you know, gun control or conspiracy theorists or anything like this. They are just taking what happened that day and their experience just raw, and just saying, hey, look, what did you see? What did you experience? Let's talk this out. And you're saying that you kind of already are starting to see that, but that you think it will be healthy, you know, come when you guys go back to school, to actually talk about it, discuss what happened. And I'm curious, what are people commenting on the type of media coverage they've seen about this? For example, it's the one shooter, it's only one shooter, or saying that Cruz was a white supremacist. Are people commenting about some of the media reports they've seen?
Yeah, before I get to that, I just asked my teacher about the school being torn down and rebuilt. He says it's not true. The decision has not been made yet. I just heard it on the news not too long ago. So I will find out more about that to make sure that it's confirmed. but and talks about mainstream media news that has been coming out about this. People aren't at all, like, people were not taking that as it was said. People that I talked to, because, you know, these are the people who were there. The people behind the desks reading teleprompters, they don't know. They're just assuming things based off of what they were told by the same people who just want to get something and go, something salacious and unverified. And we know they like to do that.
Yeah, all too often that happens.
All too often. But, yeah, these are people who are there, and they say this stuff, what they're talking about, they haven't even heard anything about that. That's not how it happened. This wasn't the way that they saw it as. And things like that are just confusing in terms of why is this happening? Why are they not covering what we are saying? Would they only cover what goes with the narrative that they offer? They have already set out, like that interview with the student that Alex was playing yesterday. I believe you were playing too, where she said there's only two exits to the freshman building, and there were two shooters. One was going up the stairwell, and one was, you know, on the other.
Right,
one.
And the people were running away from one round of gunfire towards another.
Exactly. The thing about that is they don't want to put that out because it's already contradicted their narrative that they've already set out. And they feel like if they have to change something, that'll make them fake news. No, it won't make you fake news if you're changing something that you got the wrong information about with the actual truth.
No, see, you just hit a nail on the head right there. That's what makes InfoWars so different, is that we're willing to put stuff out there, not because we're saying we're willing to be wrong. We just have the guts. We're not worried about what people say about us. We just give everyone the same information that we're getting so that you can make a judgment call for it. So do you think there's going to be, we got 1 minute left here, Jalen. Thank you again so much for joining us. Do you think that there's an opportunity here where students, obviously interested in what happened, will be watching mainstream media and they'll be like, why are they lying about this? Why aren't they telling people the truth? And then they'll kind of have this awakening process. It's like, wow, it's really up to me to find out what's real.
Yeah. People are just going to tell their stories. This is something that they're going to have to cover for years and years to come. People are going to continue to tell their stories and tell what happened, what really happened, because I don't know. I hope the president comes here. I think he's supposed to be here today. If he comes here today, I hope that he meets with some students that saw what happened and he listens to what they have to say. Once it gets to that level, the president's going to have to address that further because, like the governor said, Christopher Wray has to go. He let this happen. Maybe not him directly, but the FBI had knowledge of this way, way too long ago and did nothing about it.
Yeah, the FBI.
They should have followed.
There's no doubt. I'll tell you what, Jalen, if you can, you can stick around for one more segment. This is Jalen Martin, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. It's so sad, but it's so unbelievable, the lies, too.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition.
nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
Warning, this broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
God bless those innocent souls that were lost in the Florida shooting. And just may God provide peace to the victims' families as they go through these traumatizing times. One more segment here with Jalen Martin, a senior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Jalen, I just want to open up this segment and give you the platform here. Just to speak your mind, speak what you're thinking. What do you think people need to hear? What do you think people need to know about what's going on right now? Jalen, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that what people need to hear is what we have to say. They just need to turn off the news for a little bit and just try to find what we are saying, what we are just, not what is written, what is paraphrased in news articles about what we said. Listen to what we say. Listen to what we saw. Listen to what we heard. Listen to what we felt. Maybe, just maybe, if you do that, you'll find some new avenue to look down that would lead us to a better answer as to what happened and why it happened and how it happened.
Now, obviously, I'm not insinuating that there's any situation where every student will ever feel the same way about certain issues, but would you say that this event has unified your class?
For the most part, yeah. I talked to people. They were like, oh, this is why we don't need guns and stuff like that. And then I talked to them a little more. I was like, but think about this. If your teacher had a gun, do you think that maybe someone else couldn't have gotten hurt? And then they thought about it, and they were like, yeah, that's true. So this whole experience has changed their attitude. You know, they still have some sort of feelings about it that maybe aren't 100% consistent with someone else's, but they're so open-minded at this point because they want answers. They want solutions to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I think, is the key to this is, like I said, I don't expect every student to think the same way or believe the same thing, but as long as you're all realizing that you're in this together and you have that open-mindedness, you can have progressive conversation. You can have, you know, conversations that may lead to solutions, may lead to answers, may lead to agreements. And you're saying for the most part, you know, that's what you're seeing is even if students have different ideas or different thoughts, they're at least coming together to discuss it and respecting one another.
Yeah. And another thing is progressive ideas don't mean big government. We don't need right. to take guns away. That's one of the other chants that was happening was take the guns and take the guns. That doesn't mean just take the guns away. That means find a solution. Find out how to help people with mental problems.
Yeah.
Find out ways to identify this problem. I believe there was a Secret Service report that came out like 10 years ago that I read earlier. And it was just identifying like, this is something that usually happens when someone has the potential to be a school shooter and they like, you know, analyze different ones. And I think what we need to, like, I even emailed that to my principal, Ty Thompson. And what we need to do is just work with each other, students and faculty. Just try to work with each other, start there. And then once we develop, you know, sort of a almost unanimous decision on what to do next, talk with law enforcement and see What is your take on this? What do you think? Do you think this is good information? Do you think this is something else that we should look into? Because when we all talk to each other about what happened, instead of just relying on the police officers and the FBI and investigators to guess what happened, instead of just witness or talking to the witnesses.
Jalen, my final question for you before we go here. Do you think it's fair for the students to demand the videotapes from that day? Do you think it's fair for the students to see that?
Yes. And I will be talking to the principal about that. We need to see those tapes. They think they're gory. They think they're ungodly. But
fuel your body with carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Today, I'm willing to say I have zero tolerance for the modern day left. And it's time for you to say the same thing. Because you see, they have zero tolerance for us. They want people to hate white people, hate Trump supporters, really just hate everyone and everything because misery loves company, and hate reality, hate truth. So, today I realized that the left will never stop coming for our guns, they'll never stop coming for our freedom, they'll never stop coming for our Constitution, they'll never stop coming for our Bill of Rights, they'll never stop coming after the truth, they'll never stop trying to destroy America. And that's why we can never stop and we can give no quarter to the modern day left. Because the only victory is the total defeat of the modern day left. My guest now is Jack Posobiec, citizensfortrump.com. Jack, I'm sure you agree with my monologue there, but I have to tell you, I'm very upset. I did not see your name once in Mueller's indictment, so obviously you're not that effective, dude.
You know, what can I say? You know, we try so hard at Citizens for Trump. I've tried so hard in my work online. I guess when it comes down to it, everything I did was legal, and our support for the president was also completely legal based on U.S. laws. You know, and, sort of a piggyback off of your monologue, what you're saying about the left. You know, that's one thing I've always got to give to the people on the left is they never quit. Even when they're defeated in one battle, they find something new to be outraged about just the very next day, and they never stop attacking. They never admit they were wrong. They never admit they've ever had fault. You know, just yesterday, so many on the left and in the media, huge black eye for reporting a fake 4chan hoax as true about the shooter down there in Parkland, Florida. Huge hoax. None of them have apologized for it, and they're all moving along as if nothing happened.
No, and they're doubling down on more lies. They're doubling down on, I mean, Jack, did you see the response from Democrats from the Mueller indictment documents today? They think they got him. They think, oh, this is clearly Trump-Russia collusion. There's nothing. There's literally nothing. In fact, there's multiple pages and multiple accounts where they're actually supporting Hillary Clinton. They don't even read it. They don't even read the document before they comment on it. And then their brainwashed minions eat up everything they say.
So I wanted to catch what some of the talking points would be based on this Mueller stuff. And I actually, Owen, you're not going to believe this, but I will admit that I turned on MSNBC for just a few minutes. It was all I could take before I could get out. It's like being exposed to radiation, as you know. And, I actually heard Brian Williams and Malcolm Nance talking about do we need to throw our phones into the nearest river before Russia hacks our brains?
Actually, it was, I believe, the Department of Homeland Security or the FBI that said we actually need to worry about China hacking our phones. So again, they don't even follow anything. I mean, it's like the episode to comment on what you were saying earlier, how they never quit. They double down even after they're just wrong time after time. Again, they're just wrong. They just move about their business. It's like the Black Knight or whatever in,
Money Python.
Where he's like, it's just a flesh wound. It's merely a flesh wound. He's like hopping up and down on his limbs. That's the left. But now we saw a statement
in a tweet from the Atlantic Council, which is one of these big, neocon organizations, where they said, even though there's no proof of collusion and even though there's no allegations of collusion, that doesn't necessarily mean there was no collusion. And that was like some 1984 George Orwell Big Brother kind of talk, because to me,
because there's no collusion, that means no collusion. Just because there's no collusion, Jack, doesn't mean there's no collusion, Jack.
Exactly. So I wanted to turn around and say, wait a minute. Are you guys admitting that the Department of Justice occasionally puts out statements that we shouldn't believe?
Well, and here's the other amazing thing about it. If Mueller's indictment is an indictment of any president, it's President Obama. It's Obama's Justice Department. It's Obama's FBI. It's Obama's CIA. It's Obama's NSA. Where were they?
Where was James Comey in all of this?
Yeah.
Where was James Comey in 2014, 2015, 2016, when this plot, which included apparently people traveling to and from Russia and the United States, was taking place? Why did they get visas? Why were they allowed into this country? Why was all of this allowed to be put together? And the FBI and Comey apparently did nothing about it.
Jack, what does it mean to you when in Section 28 or whatever, Article D, however you want to say this, in Mueller's indictment, I quote, on or about September 13th, 2017, Caverzina, one of the entities involved in this indictment, wrote in an email to a family member, we had a slight crisis here at work. The FBI busted our activity. So, Jack, what does it tell you that here's the FBI working hard to find up anything they can on these Russians, which, by the way, are not going to be expedited. There will be nothing from this. No justice. But what does it tell you that in the month of September, when they were given warnings about Nicholas Cruz, they decided to pass on that and continue their investigation into Russia?
Well, there's certainly different divisions within the FBI, so I wouldn't know if it's exactly the same folks that are doing both investigations. But it definitely goes to speak to the greater culture of the FBI and the greater culture of what's going on at leadership there. You know, we've got situations. We've now seen the mea culpa of the FBI admitting that they did have forewarning of Nicholas Cruz, this heinous shooter down in Florida, that they did know about this. They knew about it 6 months ago. They heard about it 1 month ago. No follow-up on these investigations. However, FBI leadership, Chris Wray, James Comey prior to him, were spending all of their time focused on Russia, focused on Trump, focused on all of these things that did not pose a direct threat to the lives of the American people and certainly to the lives of American children, American school students. What do we have the FBI for if not to investigate and prevent crimes like this? That's why I've been calling until I've been blue in the face for a new church committee to be formed within government, an independent committee where we can really dig into this organization, their domestic surveillance tools that are being used on Americans. How are they being used? What is the allocation of resources? And, you know, we've seen so many of these mass shootings that they haven't been able to prevent, and yet they spend $9 billion a year on their budget. What are they using that $9 billion for if not to protect us?
And again, if you read the document here, you're sitting here scratching your head saying, what's the meddling here? What is the collusion? Where is it? There's nothing. All they have.
They had some memes. They had some Facebook events.
Some hashtags.
That were poorly attended.
And again, if you read the document, it's not just pro-Trump stuff. There's pro-Hillary stuff in there too. There's anti-Trump stuff in there too. But the only, I guess, quote unquote crimes that would be implicated in this is that you had some Russians that stole some U.S. identities in order to create bank accounts to wire some money here. So isn't that, I mean, isn't that the banks? Shouldn't the banks be getting investigated? I mean, that's the only crime as far as I can see. I mean, getting on social media and tweeting is a crime now?
Collusion itself is not found in federal law anywhere other than antitrust. That's not anything to do with campaign law whatsoever. What's really criminal here is those identity fraud. And what's really scary is the fact that so many in the media, specifically MSNBC, which I had occasion to watch, is trying to paint this picture that Russia was controlling the entire election. When you read it, Russia was actually for Trump and they were against Trump and they were for Muslims and against Muslims. They had LGBT groups, they had Black Lives Matter groups, they had so many different types of groups, and we're now seeing that what their real strategy was to get American factions to fight each other, to paralyze our politics, regardless of who won the election.
Yeah, but they won't report that. That's what's so frustrating about this. That's why we have to take the hobbling Black Knight and shove the sword right into its chest and end it, because that's the only option. They'll never stop, they'll never give it up. But here they are, taking these indictment documents that indicate zero election meddling, indicate zero Trump-Russia collusion, and then what do they do all day? We've got it! Trump-Russia collusion is real! Russia was meddling in the election! And they determine all of that before they even read the document. That shows you and tells you everything you need to know about the modern-day left. You cannot trust them. They are a bunch of anti-American liars. Another segment with Jack Posobiec. Don't go anywhere.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the alpha power, and the pollen block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a Silver Bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a Silver Bullet.
Infowars.com/show.
Phil Mudd, you're hearing these accounts. What's going through your mind as someone who used to work at the FBI?
Stand by, Green Man.
You think it's antiseptic. It's not.
Green Man.
I talked to a terrorist who almost
Me
died.
Green Man.
Because he wanted to blow up a weapon, a car bomb.
Button Cam 3.
The car caught fire. It didn't blow up. And I talked to him after he lost a lot of his skins, his hands, his feet. I have 10 nieces and nephews. We're talking about bump stocks. We're talking about legislation.
Fade up music.
Give me the music. Cue the music. Fade it up.
A child of God is dead. Cannot we acknowledge in this country that we can't?
Tell him to pull away.
Cannot accept this.
Yes, that's a shot.
I can't do a wolf. I'm sorry.
There it is. Pull away. That's a shot.
Yeah.
We got it. We got the shot.
We're going to get back to you, but you're obviously, this is so emotional. Unfortunately, it happens.
Pull away, Wolf. Pull
all
away.
Too often.
Tell them how emotional
that
is.
As a result, people say we got to learn some lessons.
And the Oscar goes to
Phil Mudd.
Wow, I got to give it up for Phil Mudd. I'll be honest though, Jack, I didn't think he deserved the Oscar. I thought that was a terrible performance.
You know, it definitely came down to, a very close vote is between him, Anderson Cooper, Brian Williams, Lion Brian. There were so many, you know, so many great performances out there, but Phil Mudd, you know, he was really due this. He was definitely denied his Oscar the last time he had one of these little outbursts. I believe it was when he was screaming that the CIA was going to assassinate the president.
Yeah, he's had a few outbursts. He finally gets his award. The Oscar goes to Philip Mudd. But I mean, I tell you, I've seen better fake crying, pretty much anywhere, honestly. Wow. But the truth of the matter is, this is just another example of how instead of wanting to have a political debate on policy or on facts, it's all about invoking emotion. It's all about trying to trigger the virtue, which they don't ever actually exhibit themselves. I mean, just look at what the left has done to Hollywood and the media. I mean, when will people, because you've heard my monologues, it's time to absolutely destroy the left. I'm done giving them any quarter. You guys are done. It's either America or not. And that's what it comes down to for me. I'm going to be with America. So you must be destroyed politically. But I mean, at what point do people start to realize these people are fakes, they're frauds, they're clowns, they're liars?
You know, I actually had the occasion to speak at a high school Republican group yesterday, which was very interesting given the circumstances of this week. And we talked a little bit about that. There were some liberals that came in and they asked me, they said, you know, well, what should we do about guns in our country? And I said, well, just from a practical perspective, how do you think it's going to go if, let's say, a Democrat gets into power in the White House, as will probably happen at some point in the future, and then declares that we're going to ban all guns and that the government is going to come around and either you turn in your guns or they're going to come confiscate them door to door? How do you honestly think that's going to go?
Well, they probably don't think about it, because that's what the normal case is here, where they jump to a conclusion or they jump on a policy or a bandwagon just based on their emotions or the last thing they heard from Jimmy Schimmel or, you know, Sarah Silverman or whatever. And most of the time, whatever they're putting out, it's just complete and total lie. And that was the interesting when I was talking with Jaylen Martin earlier, who was a student at Marjorie Stoneman High, how he was saying that in the wake of all this, they're really having open-minded conversations. Nobody's really shut to any ideas or any opinions. It's all very open-minded. Let's see what the logical thing here to do. Let's reason our way through this. You know, maybe that's the answer. Maybe instead of people having their minds shut to certain policies or opinions, it's opening their minds and having the conversation. Of course, that's not what we get from the establishment left, but maybe if the youth can embrace that open mind, maybe there's a chance.
No, I think that's amazing. And I think a huge conversation that needs to be had is a conversation about school security. How are schools being secured? How much money is being spent to fund that security? I know there's, you know, millions and millions that go into new gyms and athletic programs, and that's great. But should there be a question of how schools allocate resources in terms of security? Do they have armed security? Do these school districts have, they're called school resource officers or police officers that could be stationed at schools? You know, this is something that the left has railed against, but time and again, we find that it's police officers or armed security that stop these active shooters, that it's not, you know, and there's really no other way to stop them once they get going. So when we have a situation like this, you can learn from it. You can learn backwards, go through the facts, go through the circumstances, and learn at what point, at what situation could this horrible tragedy been averted by having armed security, by having bulletproof glass, different things like this, different measures that we could look at and talk about. We could hopefully prevent some of this and stop these bad guys with guns, you know, and that's kind of becoming one of the refrains, is that a good guy with a gun is the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun.
Yeah, and that's why we call police officers to help us if we're ever in trouble in a situation like that. Jack, there's been a lot of fake news being reported and then being twisted and then echoed from the left. Two stories in particular. One, that there have been 18 mass school shootings this year. That's made up. That's a lie. It's actually three. A fake news site reports that. Then ABC, CNN, and everyone else jumps on board that fake news, lying to the American people, and then using that to push their gun control policy. And then also you had the fake news story that they all ran with as well, where they said Trump signed a bill making it easier for people with mental health problems to get their hands on a gun, and the NRA supported it. That's a lie, too. In fact, the NRA was against that bill. It had nothing to do with what they're saying it had to do with, but it was actually supported by the ACLU. So, again, they just report lies as its truth and then use that lie to push their political agenda. Jack, I'm telling you, man, I'm done. I'm fed up with this. I'm at point zero of tolerance now.
You know, one thing that they actually do is I have some contacts at the NRA organization, and right after this happened, I reached out to them and I said, it was after hours, but I said, do you have any way to check? Was this person a member? They weren't able to check then, but later they got back to me and they said, no, this person was not a member. And yet you see the media, you see so many people on the left immediately calling out the NRA. We had one CNN commentator, Joan Walsh, who basically said the NRA paid for this attack. Well, I don't know what she meant by that, because we have yet to see evidence of a single NRA member participate in a mass shooting. You also tend to notice that these shooters don't tend to be practicing Christians or practicing Jewish or people who come from good families, people that are not on medication of some sort. So there's so many different factors that you could look at, regardless of politics, to determine what it is that causes someone to pursue one of these acts. You know, I remember you mentioned Columbine. So many people were knee-jerk to blame Marilyn Manson, because they said Marilyn, you know, that we heard that so many times again and again from the media, that they were listening to Marilyn Manson and that's why they did what they did. And it actually turned out that was fake news, and that they only had one CD and they didn't even listen to it or something.
Yeah, and even so, I mean, that it's just like, that's ridiculous to even assert or to try to make that connection. But that's what they do. That's what I'm saying. It's literally the party of insanity. It's the party of nonsense. It's the party of lies. It's the party of fabrications. I don't know. I just see the lies. I see the misinformation campaigns. And I don't know. I guess you forget the fact that we really are winning spiritually. We really are winning culturally and politically. But to me, we have to put the stake in the chest of the vampire now. We have to destroy it now while they're down, or we'll never win. I mean, that's what it comes down to. They'll never stop.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
New from Emrex Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emrex Essentials Natural Deodorant. Made with organic ingredients, this deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emrex Essentials Fragrance-Free Deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emrex Essentials Fragrance-Free Natural Deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life
is under attack. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Jack Posobiec with me for another segment here on The War Room. And I am just going through this stack of news that we're about to get into. George Soros. George Soros, the Nazi billionaire is buying the United States justice system. Now, we've known about George Soros and his meddling and influence in elections, his working with people like David Brock that is potentially laundering millions of dollars through his super PACs. But George Soros is actually doing something that I was unaware of. And obviously here at InfoWars, we follow the activities of George Soros pretty closely. But I was unaware of this until the other day. I have to give him credit when credit is due it. Rush Limbaugh did a segment where he was all fired up about George Soros funding local elections. Now, you can find that segment at Rush Limbaugh's website, Fueled by Hatred and George Soros, Dems Are Quietly Winning Elections. And so I did a little more research into this, and what I found was actually quite shocking. Now, this is a story from August 31st, 2016, Reuters headline, George Soros is using his massive wealth to reshape the U.S. justice system. And it goes into here, again, this was from 2016. It talks about how he's spending millions and millions of dollars in local district attorney campaigns, Florida, Illinois, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, Texas. He uses these super PACs to do so. Oregon, the list goes on. And then you go more into it. Look at all these stories. This is from the World Tribune. Soros secretly transforming U.S. justice with donations in local DA races. From 2015 to 2017, Soros has donated $9 million to local DA elections. This story highlights one in Virginia. Here's another story. The San Antonio News. Liberal billionaire George Soros backs Nico LaHood's Democratic opponent. That's a Democrat. Soros is trying to unseat a Democrat because that Democrat doesn't like open borders. So now he's funding the other guy who wants open borders. In 2016, Soros spent nearly $11 million to help 12 Democrat candidates in DA races across the country. He won 10 of them. This is George Soros buying the United States justice system. Soros scored another upset in 2017, spending $1.4 million in Philadelphia to help progressive civil rights attorney Larry Krasner trounce a Republican DA. So Jack will comment on that in a second. I just want to hit a couple more of these headlines and highlights. George Soros quietly poured $100,000 into local DA race without anybody knowing. $100,000 to Commonwealth attorney Stephanie Morales through the PAC, Justice and Public Safety. That's one of his favorites to use when you read these stories. You realize that. Soros spending big money against Texas DA who opposes sanctuary cities. Yeah, a Democrat who opposes it. So he's funding the other guy. He's already spent up to $70,000 on the local Behar County District Attorney election. And then, of course, in the background, Hungary submits anti-immigration Stop Soros Bill to Parliament. Why is George Soros funding all these elections? Why does George Soros care so much about your local election? Why does George Soros want to buy your local district attorney seat? Jack, I knew when the crew told you this is what I wanted to cover, you were already aware of Soros doing this in Philadelphia. But how is it that George Soros just gets to buy our justice system?
So a couple of questions there, a ton of stuff you bring up, and certainly to tie it back to the news of the day, George Soros, a Hungarian billionaire, is spending billions of dollars to interfere and meddle in American elections, and yet I haven't seen Mueller indict George Soros just yet, even though he's indicting 13 Russian nationals for putting up memes on Twitter and setting up Facebook groups. So Little confused about the allocation of resources on that one. Billions of dollars versus a couple of memes on Facebook. The other option, the other angle that's going on is Larry Krasner, this guy in Philadelphia. So I'm from Philadelphia. The news up there is very close to me. Is when he got elected to the DA's office in Philadelphia, this far left guy, he actually fired over 30 prosecutors in the Philadelphia office. Now, they were already Democrats. He fired 30 of them, and he's working to replace them with his own hand-picked appointments. So we're seeing what's going on here. We're seeing in the fact that, yeah, we've got this, they called it the purge. This just happened about a month ago, and he's working to appoint them with people that support George Soros, support his initiatives, even if they are Democrats, but they're more establishment Democrats. They're not far left enough. He's purging them. He's piling his own cronies into these systems because he knows that these are the same law enforcement organizations that are that would be overviewing any of the places where George Soros's other organizations are getting involved. His organizations, like these other super PACs, these other 527 groups. We've talked so many times about the money that he's given to Antifa, which is, of course, the more violent arm of the Soros network.
Black Lives Matter is all documented.
Anyone can look at that. So you got a situation where we just saw in D.C., just as an example, over 200 Antifa were arrested and indicted for rioting during Washington, D.C., the inauguration of the president. All of them have had the charges dropped. They've had cases dismissed. It's all been swept under the rug. And now
we know why.
Soros essentially controlling these areas. Couldn't he just do that for his people elsewhere?
Bingo. Oh, and it goes along with stories like this where you've got, what was this girl's name? This illegal immigrant drives over two kids and kills them. Cynthia Garcia Cisneros. She drove over. She killed two young girls, an illegal immigrant. Do you know what her punishment is, Jack?
What's that?
4 years probation, 250 community service hours, and she has to become a legal citizen. That's her punishment. For killing two kids illegally in the United States.
Two children who should be alive because that person shouldn't be here in the first place, and she's given a slap on the wrist.
Oh.
Because this is what's happened. We saw the politicization of the DOJ under the Obama administration. Now that Obama's gone, Soros is moving the politicization of laws, the politicization of law enforcement to the local and the state levels because he knows he can get more influence there. He's throwing money around to get more influence. This is corruption like Tammany Hall in the past. This is corruption that, you know, Mr. Smith goes to Washington kind of stuff that we used to talk about in this country, but now when you bring these things up, and of course articles that you're reading out of Politico and Reuters, not exactly, you know, far fringe sites, when we discuss these things and link the story together, you know, we're smeared as tinfoil wearers. Well, no, we're actually just pointing out what the facts are.
I just can't believe this. A non-citizen in the country illegally hits and kills. It was actually a hit and run too. She abandoned the scene, kills two young girls. And all she gets is a couple years probation, 250 community service hours, and she has to become a legal citizen. How is that a punishment? That's a reward. Oh yeah, you just killed two citizens. You're not a citizen. Here, you can become a citizen. I mean, guys get worse. Americans get a worse punishment for drinking and driving. Americans can get a worse punishment for being caught with a marijuana cigarette. But oh, now we get it. See, George Soros buys the court system, buys the Justice Department. So he buys the judges, buys the attorneys, buys the prosecuting attorneys. And they say, oh, we're liberals. You don't want to prosecute a non-citizen. We'll make you a citizen. You'll be okay here. Just like Antifa, violent Antifa riots. They show up in the courtroom. Oh, the DA and the PA are paid for by George Soros. Let them go. They're with us. Bing, bang, boom. There they go. I mean, George Soros is literally reshaping this country. A Nazi from Hungary, and we can't get the FBI to stop it? We can't get national attention on this?
Would love to see some questions into this foreign money going into our elections, going into our judicial system. The amount of money, and to be honest, outside of even Soros, the amount of foreign money operating in our politics, well, I think would be alarming to the American person at home who's not been tracking all this stuff if they really knew truly how much foreign influence was going on.
And if they understood, but that's why they did. That's why they said Trump's a Nazi. That's why they said we're Nazis, because they have a literal Nazi admitted, George Soros, funding campaigns, funding elections in this country. It's crazy. Jack Posobiec, CitizensForTrump.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients.
Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value, and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Oh my God, I'm busted. Drinking Russian vodka. Mueller, arrest me, libtards.
There is my co-host Roger Stone trolling the left hardcore, just like I am today with the Russian propaganda here on the set, guys. Let's show the Russian propaganda. There it is. Yes. I don't have any original ideas. I can't even do a broadcast without getting word from the Kremlin here. I don't even know how I go. I can't even go on air. We can't even hit go live until the Kremlin gives us permission to. But folks, my message today is that the left has to be completely destroyed. We cannot stop fighting until the left is 100% destroyed. They must be eliminated. They will destroy this country. They will destroy our lineage. They will destroy our culture. They will destroy our prosperity. They will destroy the planet. They will end humanity as we know it, folks. They must be defeated. They hate God. They hate the family. They hate you. They hate me. They hate Trump. They hate the truth. They hate reality. They hate America. They hate. That's all they have is hate. So they have to be stopped. You want to stop out hate? Stop out the political left in America. Now, I've already talked about this. I've provided other examples of their hate and how they're just nothing but a brainwashed death cult that has to be destroyed. I'm telling you, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be this voice. I don't want to be the voice saying this stuff. Trust me, I don't. I'm not a confrontational person unless you are lying to me and insulting my intelligence. That's the only time I'm confrontational. Or unless I see you as a brainwashed minion, I'll try to help you out. Other than that, I don't want, this isn't the message I want to have. But this is what I realized in the last 24 to 48 hours. If I want to have a future, if I want to raise a family in America, if I want to have a lineage, if I want to have prosperity, if I want to have the chance for an independent life, the modern day political left has to be destroyed, and it has to be destroyed now. You know, Oprah said that she's not going to run for president in 2020. We told you that, but don't discount 2024, people. She knows she can't beat Trump, but you know, maybe they think there's going to be enough completely ignorant, dumb people in 2024 to vote for her, and there might not be another candidate like Trump that runs. But now let's go down this list of videos. Again, you want to see how hateful the left is? You want to see who the left really is? Here's a series of videos. Let's start with clip 9. After Trump delivers what I thought was a very moving and the perfect speech to give as far as addressing the Florida shootings, listen to what the little rat Jim Acosta does right after Trump's speech.
If the war keeps happening to America, will you do something about guns?
So Trump just delivers his speech, moving, heartwarming, and of course sad and solemn because of the events that he had to talk about. And he finishes his solemn speech. He's walking out of the room, and then what does Jim Acosta do? He accosts him. What are you going to do about guns, Trump? What are you going to do about guns, Trump? President Trump, it's time to remove these people from the White House. Jim Acosta needs to be kicked out of the White House. CNN needs to be banned from the White House. They need to be banned. And I'm telling you, folks, I mean, we are not the people that are authoritarian. We don't want to go down that road. We don't want to have to be like that. But I'll tell you, if Trump signed an executive order to remove CNN from the air, I don't think I'd complain. I know that's not what we're for. We're for free speech. But I'm telling you, we have reached a precipice, people. We have to completely destroy the modern day left. They will never stop. They will never stop until they kill us all and end America. So we have to end them first. It's just like the thing with North Korea. You heard it on the Alex Jones Show. Do we have to wait and deal with North Korea until they preemptively strike Japan, preemptively strike Seoul, preemptively strike Guam? Or do we do something before they kill millions of people? We have to stomp out the left now before they stomp out America, before they stomp out freedom, before they stomp out our Bill of Rights. And you have George Soros funding it all, buying the justice system. George Soros needs to be locked up. Hillary Clinton needs to be locked up. Rod Rosenstein needs to be locked up. You want to save America, Donald Trump? Lock them up now. They are not going to stop. Now, let's go to clip 16. A guest on Fox says gun owners are white racists.
Tiffany, I'll give you the final word when we have to go.
I just want to say that the gun enthusiasts who are driving this debate, they represent the minority of this country. And I would just beg the viewers to question if these same gun enthusiasts, when you see them in fatigues and bullets strapped around their chest at rallies, holding guns in the air, chanting over my dead body, if these same gun enthusiasts were black and brown people with locks or braids and fatigues with guns,
they are.
I have a feeling that some of the people watching me right now might be a lot more willing to have a gun debate conversation right now.
All right. I can't agree one way or the other, but I do appreciate both of you.
Now, how about you disagree with lies and misinformation? Hey, nitwit, whoever you are, I actually go to those rallies. I've met those patriots. Guess what? A lot of them are black. But you wouldn't know that, would you? Because all you are is a fake news talking head. But did you hear what she's saying? She's insinuating that if the gun owners of America were black people, that we wouldn't be pro-gun. Wow, you really don't get it, do you? You really are that clueless, aren't you? Yes. just like everyone else on the left. And I tell you what, I'm done. I'm done tolerating them. I'm done. They need to be called out. They need to be confronted head on. And all those other panelists on Fox should have called that lady out for lying and race baiting on air. Oh my gosh, a black Trump supporter. There's no way. It can't be. See, that's what I'm saying. They lie to you. They lie to black people. They say, listen here, black people. You can't like Trump because no black people like Trump. That's a bunch of bull crap, man. Sitting here saying that the only people that support the Second Amendment are white people? Hello? Hello? That shows you how ignorant you are about your own race. Let's now go to clip 17. Oh, this is a classic. So wait a second. Oh, this one is so rich. This week, Jeff Sessions, during a press conference or it was a speech at the National Sheriff's Association's winter conference, Jeff Sessions talks about the Anglo-American heritage. Now, Jeff Sessions gets called a racist. Jeff Sessions is intolerant. Jeff Sessions is a bad guy because he referenced Anglo-American heritage. All the Hollywood celebrities said he's a racist. All the liberal media says he's a racist. But wait, hold on. Just like every other instance when they do this, they have a short-term memory. They're like goldfish. They don't even remember that that same message came from their very own Obama. Roll clip 17.
I sincerely hope that we can protect what's been called the Great Writ, a writ that's been in place in the Anglo-American legal system for over 700 years.
Is Obama a racist? Is Obama intolerant? Where were the liberals in Hollywood and television commenting about Obama invoking Anglo-American heritage? Oh, but that didn't stop them from rushing to judgment about Jeff Sessions and publishing their stories and sending out their tweets. Sessions is a racist for referencing Anglo-American heritage, even though Barack Obama did that exact same thing, just like everything else. The Jerusalem thing, the control of the borders thing. Liberals and Democrats said it first, but as soon as a conservative says it, it's racist. I'm telling you, these people have to be stomped out, man. They have to be stomped out. Put them in mental institutions if we have to. I don't care at this point. I want to save this country. I want to save my future. I'm not going to be ran into the ground by a bunch of dumbasses that have a memory like a goldfish and don't even have the ability to reason past level one, which they don't even believe. They just hear it on TV. So now here's clip 18. Again, they just have no idea. Again, here's clip 18 proving that modern day liberals are completely they literally have no clue. They have no clue.
Tell you what, let's try an X-50 drum.
So here you see them showing different weapons being fired here from a rifle and different magazines. And making false claims about them. This is from Occupy Democrats making false claims about the types of weapons and the weapons capabilities used in mass shootings. They just don't stop, folks. They're never going to stop lying. They're never going to stop attacking reality. They're never going to stop attacking our God-given rights. They're never going to stop attacking God. They're never going to stop attacking the family. It's all about destroying everything, scorching the earth, and then giving total authority, total control to the government because they don't think you have the capability to fend for yourself. Well, I disagree. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and as long as the flag still flies, we're still independent.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com/
Donald J. Trump is president of the United States.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Well, the Huffington Post and Dick Painter are commenting, saying that they know what the Florida students think about this. They know what the Florida students are thinking. As far as I've seen, I haven't seen Dick Painter or the Huffington Post talk to any students or play any student reports. Well, we have. So I think it's funny that Dick Painter and Huffington Post are speaking for the students at Marjorie Stoneman High School, even though they're not listening to what they're actually saying. So once again, another example of the left just speaking for people that don't want them to speak for them. Man, I'm so sick of the left, man. Here's a report from Leanne McAdoo talking about how the FBI dropped the ball on investigating Nicholas Cruz.
So once again, we are dealing with a mass murderer who was known to the FBI. This time, the FBI admits that they failed to act on a tip that could have prevented another school shooting. Now, the Washington Post reports that a tip was sent in on January 5th from someone who was close to Nicholas Cruz. They were concerned that he was going to be carrying out a school shooting. The FBI admits that they failed to pass that information along to their Miami bureau, and in fact, they didn't investigate it any further. Now, the FBI says a person close to Cruz contacted the bureau's public access tip line on January 5th. They provided information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts, as well as the potential of him conducting a school shooting. What the hell is the point of the See Something, Say Something campaign if you're not going to actually follow up on a tip? Now, the FBI acknowledged that the information should have been assessed as a potential threat to life and at least passed on to the Miami field office, but it was not, and no further investigation was conducted at the time. FBI Director Christopher Wray says they are still investigating the facts, and they're going to get to the bottom of what happened. So this is the very same FBI that we have been told for weeks is above reproach. How dare the Trump administration criticize the intelligence agencies? These are the same agencies that again and again have failed to stop a tragedy. Just off the top of my head, I can think of several terrorists or mass shooters who were known to the FBI. The FBI was aware of Orlando nightclub killer Omar Mateen years before his attack took place. They had investigated Tamerlan Tsarnaev as well. And one of the two shooters who was killed during an attack on a Texas Draw Muhammad art show had previously been the subject of an FBI terror investigation. But it's not just terrorists that the FBI has dropped the ball on. We're also talking about school shooters. Most recently, the FBI had investigated the New Mexico high school shooter. He was investigated by the FBI previously for making online comments about planning a mass shooting. And according to FBI documents, they were aware of Adam Lanza's plans to kill his mother as well as children at Sandy Hook School 4 years before this took place, but they did nothing. There was a man who specifically alerted authorities about a conversation in which Lanza said he had an assault rifle and had planned to kill his mom and kids at Sandy Hook. But the man was told by the Newtown Police Department that Lanza's mother owned the guns and that there was nothing that they could do about it. And so again, this might be the case where the FBI is saying, well, you know, nothing's been done yet, so there's nothing we can do about it. The kids illegally obtained his guns. But if they would have done just a little bit of research, they could have seen that this kid was making violent threats, that he'd already been previously reported to the FBI by a YouTube user who didn't like the fact that he commented, I'm going to commit the next mass shooting. They could see that he was also under repeated mental evaluations, that he'd been kicked out of school, that he'd been visited by the police 39 times. All of these should have been a red flag enough for them to at least, you know, try to recruit him into some terror attacks. The FBI is quite good at patting themselves on the back for stopping potential terrorists who, oh, by the way, they helped recruit. Is it any wonder why people see these type of mass casualties as having false flags thrown all over them?
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
What do we do? What do you do? I've got just, guys, pull up the War Room's Twitter again. Pull up the War Room's Twitter again. Let this music play out. I need the music, otherwise I'm gonna go insane. We have to destroy the left. They have to be stopped. They will never stop until they're all gone. Put them in mental institutions. Remove them from office. I don't care what it takes anymore. I'm done with it. If they do not get it by now, they will never get it. I got news for you. I like to actually read documents before I comment on them. I like to study and read and analyze things before I comment on them. I like to be informed. That's not what the Hollywood nitwits want. That's not what the Democrats want. That's not what the modern day liberals want. How do I know? Pull up the War Room Twitter account, at War Room Show on Twitter. Let's go full screen. Let's look at some of these last tweets. Look at this. Look at this Tom Nichols. Pull up these tweets. You can't believe this stuff until I actually read it. Pull up the actual original tweet from Tom Nichols. Tom Nichols says the Russians, again, he's responding to Mueller's indictment document that came out today. Clearly, he's never read it. He says the Russians claim, let's mess. Oh, this was retweeted by Jake Tapper and everybody else out there, too. You know, all the liberals on television. This is how they make these tweets go big. This is how they make them go viral, even though it's completely inaccurate, completely wrong. And then all the liberals, you read their tweets, they all buy it. They all believe it, even though it's completely inaccurate, completely wrong. Let's mess with the U.S. election because why not? And also we hate Hillary. Oh, okay, Tom Nichols. You are an effing idiot
because you never read the document. And if you did read the document, you would learn that the same defendants actually ran pro-Hillary and anti-Trump campaigns. But you didn't read the document. You went ahead and commented on a document before you read it so that the entire earth knows that you are a dumbass. I'm sorry about my language. It's just, there's nothing, if you would have heard me on the break. Trump is running. Cool. We have stuff on him. What stuff? What do they have? Oh, really? Russia's blackmailing Trump into making America rich again? Russia's blackmailing Trump into putting sanctions on Russia? Russia's blackmailing Trump into arming Ukraine? Yeah, that makes sense, Tom. Good work, Tom. You're real smart, Tom. Let's contact idiots in the Trump campaign. Oh, who would that be? Notice how they give no names, cite no examples. They have nothing. Just make a claim without any evidence. Just make a claim. Oh, I said it. I said it. And then again, he won. Let's start screwing with him too. How? How are they screwing? What are they doing? Oh, you must be referring to the anti-Trump campaigns that the Russians were running then. That must be. Oh, okay. And again, notice how they don't talk about the identity theft that they use to set up bank accounts. I mean, that's the real crime in this. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about the pro-Hillary campaigns. They don't talk about anything. You know why? Because they never read the document. They never read the document. And they don't care to read the document because they're lazy. Because they're propaganda artists. Because they're bums. Well, we read the documents here at InfoWars and we give you the truth. And I'll tell you what. I read the document and I found something shocking on page 24. No, I'm not talking about where the Russians were actually efforting to run anti-Trump campaigns and pro-Hillary campaigns. I'm talking about section 58, article D. On or about September 13th, 2017, Kavirzina, one of the entities in this indictment, wrote an email to a family member saying, "We had a slight crisis here at work. The FBI busted our activity." That was in September 2017. You know what else the FBI was made privy to in September of 2017? Nicholas Cruz. Nicholas Cruz. What happened to Nicholas Cruz? The FBI did nothing and he just murdered 17 people. But thank God the FBI was all over Kavirzina. Have you ever heard of Kavirzina? Do you care about Kavirzina? Does Kavirzina have any impact on you? Does Kavirzina have any impact on American children in schools? Did Kavirzina go into a Florida high school and kill 17 people? No. Nobody's heard of Kavirzina. Nobody will ever hear of Kavirzina, including the liberals that are acting like this indictment is the Bible, even though it has nothing in it that they're claiming. I guarantee you not one of them will even mention Kavirzina. Not one of them will ever even read this document, ladies and gentlemen, because the left are a bunch of liars, a bunch of hypocrites, and a bunch of frauds. And probably worse. I don't even think I've plugged today. I just got all this news here. Trump's lawyer. President is happy Mueller indicted the 13 Russian meddlers. Yeah, because again, these people are apparently meddling in the elections or trying to influence the elections. It's not like Hillary tried to do that when she paid for the dossier. It's not like Christopher Steele tried to do that when he had Russian sources apparently give him information to write up the dossier. No, that's not the Russian influence, the dossier that let the FISA courts grant a warrant to spy on Trump that led people to believe Trump was a Russian asset. No, that's not influencing the elections. No. It's some stupid Russians on social media. Thank you for bringing this to me. Rod Rosenstein announces indictments of Russians in U.S. election meddling. Again, doesn't prove any collusion. No collusion. Russians indicted in special counsel Mueller's probe of election meddling to support Donald Trump. Nope, that's a misnomer. If you weren't, it supported Hillary too. It supported Hillary too. I mean, do I need to go to the document? Don't worry, I already read it, so I can go right to it. I know where it is. So unlike the Democrats and the liberals, they have no idea what they're talking about. I'll actually go on here and read from the Mueller indictments how they were supporting Hillary. This is Article 57. At the same time, defendants and their co-conspirators, through another organization-controlled group, organized a rally in New York called Trump is Not My President, held on November 12th, 2016. I repeat, the same defendants in this case that are claiming they were clearly pro-Trump. Again, page 23, article 57. At the same time, the defendants and their co-conspirators, through another organization-controlled group, organized a rally called Trump is Not My President. They also organized a rally called Charlotte Against Trump. But keep telling us how Trump is colluding with Russia. Keep telling us the myth, the lies, and all the misinformation about Trump and colluding. I'm telling you, folks, I'm sorry about this. I'm just losing my mind here. Pull up InfoWarsStore.com. Can you please go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy as much child ease as possible and then send it to me to try to ease my stress right now? That's what I need. I need some child ease from InfoWarsStore.com. I don't even know if we sell it anymore. Folks, we got 50% off fluoride-free toothpaste, Super Blue. I use it. Roger Stone uses it. Alex Jones uses it. Everybody here at the staff uses Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got BrainForce Plus also running at a discount. This is a highly rated product. If you haven't tried BrainForce Plus yet, it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy some BrainForce Plus. Give it to a liberal friend of yours and see if it helps them. Now, the problem, there is a problem with BrainForce Plus that you have to have a brain in order for it to work. So if you don't have a brain, it doesn't work. So it might not work on a liberal. But if you have a brain, the Trump supporter or the audience of this show, it probably will work for you. And that's why we have thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I don't know what to do here. I'm going to try to call now. Maybe I need to open up the phone lines. I'm sick of the lies. I can't deal with the lies anymore. I can't deal with people commenting as experts on a document they've never even read. I'm at my wit's end. I'm done.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Things all right. Yeah, keep that going. It doesn't get much stranger. Honestly, you have a totally brainwashed section of the public, and then you also, I guess, have a totally brainwashed section of our government. I mean, I don't know how people like Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff are making comments on a document they've never read. And then Chris Hayes just tweets out during the break. I retweeted it at War Room Show. I'm calling out all these leftists that are lying about the Mueller indictment. Somehow I'm actually able to do all this while my head is like about to explode. But it doesn't get much stranger than Chris Hayes saying, this is why we have to read the indictment. And then you read his tweets and you're like, dude, you haven't even read the indictment. What? I mean, talk about Stranger Things. Talk about Twilight Zone. Chris Hayes and these Democrats are living it. They're living proof. I mean, here's your Stranger Things. This is it. This is from the Daily Caller. Top priority. Sessions orders immediate review of FBI while Florida governor calls for Director Ray's resignation. Wow, Jeff Sessions has a pulse. Who gave Jeff Sessions electroshock therapy today? Who jolted Jeff Sessions to awake, to be awoken today? Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeffy boy. In case you haven't noticed, not just did the FBI ignore the warnings of Nicholas Cruz, they were too busy investigating Trump-Russia collusion, which they still have zero evidence of. And then here's the perfect meme. There's the FBI at the laptop or getting the details about Nicholas Cruz, who just murdered 17 people. And there's all the students, you know, with their backwards hats on and their glasses and their backpacks eating lunch saying, yeah, that's Nicholas Cruz. We knew about him. We told you about him a while ago. You guys did nothing because you were too busy investigating Trump-Russia. So, Jeff Sessions, here's the deal, buddy. You're the head of the DOJ, and we need you more than ever. And if we don't have a head of the Department of Justice that's going to act right now, you need to be reviewed and removed. Because let me tell you something, Jeff. Not only did the FBI clearly drop the ball on Nicholas Cruz, the FBI knowingly signed off for a FISA warrant that was 100% because of a fake document. And you knew it. The FBI knew it. You know it, Sessions. Why aren't you doing anything? This is why I'm at my wit's end, folks. This is why I'm now at zero tolerance, and this goes to President Trump. This goes to Jeff Sessions. This goes to the Trump administration. Do something! Arrest somebody! Shut the FBI down! This is getting out of control, and people are dying! Trains are getting derailed. Schools are getting shot up. Vegas Strip gets shot up. And you're sitting here ignoring the biggest criminals on the planet. And I don't know, Trump, what are you doing? How do you let this Russian collusion investigation continue to go on? Millions of dollars, years spent on this. How do you continue to let this happen when you know it's all fake, when you know the whole thing was derived from a document fabricated and paid for by Hillary Clinton, by anti-Trump activists, by politicized members of the FBI and the DOJ? Why are we allowing this to happen? Why aren't people screaming at the top of a mountain, there is treason going on at the highest levels of our government? Why aren't people screaming at the top of a mountain, the FBI ignored warnings about Cruz so they can investigate some fake Russian collusion? I'm done. I am so fed up with this. I can't even concentrate. I'm going to have to open up the phone lines. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. I mean, what do you think? Why are the Democrats lying about the Mueller indictments? Why is the liberal media lying about the Mueller indictments? Why is President Trump... why is Jeff Sessions still doing nothing? Why aren't they arresting people? Why aren't they shutting down the FBI? Why aren't they firing people? Why aren't they calling all of this out? Enough with the tweet every once in a while. Enough with it. Call it out. Make arrests. Let's get the church hearings. Let's get the Nuremberg trials, man. If we don't do something about this soon, we will not have a country. They'll kill the president. They'll take our guns and they'll end America. Do you understand that? This is code red. This is red alert. They are not going to stop until they remove Trump, even if that means putting a bullet through his head. And they won't even care. They will not even care that they already have the text messages admitting it was them doing it. Do you understand that? Do you realize that? They will still kill President Trump even though they already know who it is behind it. That's how dedicated they are. They have only one option, folks, and that is a total authoritarian dictatorship. And that is their only option. Because that's the only way they get away with their massive crimes. That is the only way they get away with their massive treason, is to bring in a full authoritarian state and remove the Constitution, remove the Bill of Rights, and remove we the people's, the Republic's independence. That's their only way. That's what they're going for. They're never going to stop. Ever. Never. They have to be stopped. President Trump has to do something. All right, Jason wants to talk me down from the ledge. Hopefully you got a bottle of Jameson, Jason. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, well, there's two separate issues going on here, really. I mean, when you talk about liberals and you talk about that they need to be stopped, you know, I mean, one, we're talking about the deep state, and two, we're talking about the segment of the general public who have been systematically brainwashed.
Put them in mental institutions.
Yeah, but see, that's not the...
I'm not joking. Right. I mean, I'm not joking.
Oh, I know you're not joking, and this is something I've thought about a lot, too. One thing is that... I mean, the brainwashing is so extensive that we... I don't know. I mean, we have actors pretending to be comedians, pretending to be journalists, you know,
and people think it's real. Public. And people think it's real. That's why they belong in a mental institution.
Yeah, but they. I feel like
you're not helping me here, Jason.
Okay, to resort to authoritarian tactics is not the answer.
I think these people need to be woken up is what I'm trying to say. I think they need to understand that they've been lied to. And I think
here's the thing, Jason, I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you, and I always have. I just don't think it's possible anymore. If you have people that are willing to openly comment and commit to something they've never read, commit to an opinion that's not even real, what hope is there?
Well, yeah, but that's their job. I mean, that's the deep state part of it. That's their job. I mean, the people in the mainstream media and the DNC.
All right, I'm going to tell you what, Jason. I'm going to hold you over. You still haven't talked me down from the ledge, but I'm going to give you a chance because I want to come down off the ledge, and I'm crazed today. And I'm sick of just letting these people wantonly just destroy our country. I'm sick of it.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right. I might be taking a step back from the ledge as my ears are graced by the Rolling Stones. But no, we've got the hero, Coach Feast. The media is saying Feist, but we had Jalen Martin, who's a student at Marjorie Stoneman, and he said Feast, so I believe it's Coach Feast. But regardless, it was the gym teacher that put his own life in the crosshairs to save students, a hero. And I took a step back from the ledge because the crew was worried about my mental health, and they said, Owen, it's okay. Even CNN is praising the coach as a hero. Even CNN is admitting that coach was a hero. So CNN is finally reporting truth, Owen. It's okay. Maybe there's hope. CNN can report the truth. So I have to admit, for the first time, I think CNN may be actually reporting the truth, calling that coach a hero, Coach Feast, which he definitely is a hero. But we were told in the break that, hey, you might want to look into some of his Facebook likes. He's actually a staunch conservative, in fact, a Christian fellow. And, well, that's what we found out. Here, slow it down there. Go back to the top. Just, I'm going to mention some of the likes here for the audio audience because they can't see this. He's following Faith Counts. Looks like a Christian group. Faith of Our Fathers. Again, another Christian group. Empire Tactical. So he's pro-gun. Proud to be a conservative. All right, so he's a conservative. Town Hall, he follows political news. What else we got here? Future in America. So he wants an American future, so he's probably a conservative there. He follows Steven Crowder, a conservative news guy. Redneck Country Jam. So, whoa, he's a redneck. He's one of those people that Twitter hates. Wow, Twitter hates Coach Feast, the hero. Shocking. He's a Trump supporter. He follows the Trump-Pence 2016 page. Christian Family Coalition Florida. So, yeah, that's the kind of guy. Follows Ben Carson, follows Paul Joseph Watson, our very own Paul Joseph Watson. So, yeah, there you go. Being a conservative. Oh, he follows the NRA, too. Oh, follows Concealed Nation, follows the NRA, may have been in the NRA. Follows Judicial Watch. Oh, my. This is the type of person the left hates, folks. Do you understand that? Do you understand that Coach Feast was the exact type of person that the left calls a racist? Coach Feast was the exact type of person that the left calls a Nazi? Coach Feast was the exact type of person the left says is deplorable? They were wrong. Coach Feast is a hero. Coach Feast is a legend. Coach Feast is everything good in humanity. And he gave his life for innocent children. Wow. I just had a weird moment of deja vu. I feel like I've reported on this before. No, there was another story. There was another story where a NRA member and a gun enthusiast saved people's lives and died. I know I've reported on this before. Again, the person that the left hates are the American heroes. The people that the left hates, calls racists, calls deplorables, calls Nazis, are the American heroes, are the greatest that this country has to offer. The left is the worst this country has to offer. They're pathetic. And that's why they try to drag this country down with them. All right, Jason, I'm giving you one last chance here to talk me down from the ledge. What do you got?
Okay, well, one thing we have to keep in mind is that the left that we, well, okay, for example, the examples of the left that we see on InfoWars, it's kind of the worst of the worst. And that, you know, it's kind of like the squeaky wheel gets the grease sort of thing. I mean, the worst.
No, you do make a fair point. You do make a fair point. Yeah. And it, unfortunately, that's kind of just the vernacular that we have to use now, is to just say liberal, even though these people aren't real liberals, and there's plenty of liberals out there that aren't totally brainwashed. You're right.
Yeah, but there's also kind of a culture of bullying that the left has sort of cultivated, and you know, we see it through people like Stephen Colbert and all those other, mm-hmm. you know, talking heads.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, sold their souls.
But that's my problem though, Jason. That's my problem. Why isn't there a movement on the left? Why isn't there a movement amongst liberals to actually reform liberals, to try to wake up fellow liberals?
Well, I think you're talking about like libertarians right there. But, part of the problem is that like all these actors of the deep state need to be exposed. Like all these leftist heroes, you know, like Michael Moore.
But they have been exposed.
Well, but they haven't been exposed in a concrete way. Like they all have skeletons in their closet. And the thing is that I know the patriots in the intelligence community have info on all of these Hollywood and mainstream media actors. And if only they would release that information, if only they would release the dirt that's being.
I'm ready for it. I don't care what happens. Look, it's time. I mean, we're going to lose this country. We're going to lose this country one way or the other. We're going to have to go through the turmoil. We're going to have to go through the storm. I'm ready to do it now. Let's go.
Well, that's just it. I mean, there needs to be a real attack where, you know, these people are exposed for who they are. If there's video footage of them doing awful things, you know, just.
Well, here's my thought. It starts with one arrest. It starts with one arrest. I think it starts with Hillary Clinton. I think you've got enough there. Arrest Hillary Clinton. Make her sing like a songbird. Bring in five people that she sings on. They sing on five more. Now you've got something. Now you've got momentum to bring this corrupt part of the country down. Thank you so much for the call, Jason, but I've got to move on. Let's go to Margaret in Oklahoma. Wants to talk about the FBI. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hello. I think that the solution to the problem is to completely destroy the FBI, and to do that, just to go over the criminal things they have done and to confront them with it. As for example, this case of Schaefer Cox, they set him up. Mm-hmm. In a criminal way, they broke laws setting him up, and the prosecutors were just as criminal as the FBI agents. They had a scenario. He was completely, totally innocent, good, kind, loving person. They had a scenario.
Yeah, no. He was a bad guy because he liked the Second Amendment and free speech. Yeah, and is he still in jail in Alaska? Is that correct?
He's in jail right here in Illinois.
Oh, Illinois. Oh, okay.
7 years he's been in prison.
Yeah, that's a crime.
Kids are crying.
Unbelievable.
And we're just ignoring him. People don't know about him. And if you look into it, you'll see all the criminal things that the FBI did. And they got away with it because the government covers up for them. The government pats it down and smooths it over. And if we quit doing that, if we got the FBI on trial and just showed how evil they are, that total criminal they are, then he would have a bigger chance because, you know, the reason that he has such trouble proving his innocence is because immediately the assumption is that the FBI is above reproach. They did criminal things to put him in prison, and the only way he can, you know, the only defense he has is that they did that to him. The things they said were lies, and they were lies. And they got away with it. And if they weren't above reproach, then they would have thrown that out. Because they were obviously doing criminal things to him.
You're completely right.
They held a knife. This guy, okay, Bill Fulton, he wrote a book. He held a knife to Schaefer's friend's throat because Schaefer was holding his baby. He was holding the baby. So he jumps because they wouldn't come up with a plan to attack the government.
Yeah,
so
it's really sad what happened to Schaefer Cox. Schaefer Cox should not be in prison. And like you said, not many people have even heard of him. He was just a pro-American, pro-Second Amendment, pro-First Amendment guy, and they had to shut him down because he was so influential and powerful. And yeah, he got set up. But look, Jeff Sessions calls for the immediate review of the FBI. Let's see if anything happens there. And Florida Governor Rick Scott calls for Ray to resign. So we'll see. Maybe we're going the right way. You did have ICE arrest 212 illegals in California this week. But that didn't stop the liberals, the immigrant right activists, from blocking Homeland Security from accessing the Metropolitan Detention Center. Because, see, They like the lawbreakers. They like people coming here illegally and destroying this country. That's what they like.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind.
You guys didn't play this song for me. I didn't lose my mind today. Well, I'll tell you what. There is serious problems in our culture. There's serious problems socially. And there might be a way to avoid the next mass shooting. Unfortunately, telling the FBI isn't the way. But maybe Billy Madison had it figured out.
The Danny McGrath that graduated from Nib High School in 1984?
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Billy Madison. You probably don't remember me, but I went to high school with you. I kind of gave you a hard time back then, and I did some things that I thought were funny at the time, but now I realize they were just mean and stupid, and just wanted to apologize, and I hope you forgive me.
Yeah, sure. Don't worry about it. It's no problem.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, I am sorry, and maybe we can get together sometime and have some coffee or something.
Sure, I'd like that.
Okay, well, I'll see you around.
Okay. Bye.
There you go. Lift up your fellow human. Reach out to your fellow human. Become friends. Love is the answer. What's this? Oh. Who would have thought Billy Madison had the answer the whole time? Who would have thought it? All right, let's go back out to the phone lines now. Obviously, we're half joking, but seriously though, there. I mean, you know, this was an individual who didn't have friends, didn't have a social life. You know, maybe the next time you're at school and you see the guy downtrodden, sitting alone at the table, you go over there, you reach out a hand, and you say, "Hey, how you doing?" You know, come together as humans, share love, spread love. That is the true answer here, folks. Not gun control; it's love. All right, let's go to let's clear out these phone lines. So if I go to you, make it quick. Let's start with Andrew calling in from Kentucky. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Owen. How you doing, man?
Good. Go ahead.
Just wanted to say that we need people like you to stay on the edge and, better yet, to keep climbing that mountain, because it's people like you and Alex who wake up people like me and the other info warriors, and we have these talking heads on our mainstream cable news that spread all this disinformation, and the normal uninformed American is thinking, well, you know, they're paid millions of dollars, they dress in a nice suit, they're on mainstream television, tell me what I need to know. How could they possibly be lying to me? So it's people like you, I need you to stay fired up, and I need people like you to be as passionate as you are.
I need you to get up. I need you to stand up. I need you to go to the window and say, I'm angry, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
That is what we need. We need people that are awakened to these problems. I was the only person in my family who voted for Trump. My parents and brother were scared out of their minds. And I asked them, did you guys ever even listen to what he had to say? Or did you just pay attention to what they were feeding you, spoon feeding you? My parents were the small business owners, middle class, successful, thought that, you know, the Democrats were our saving grace, and they never listened to the other side of the problem. They never saw the immigration problems. They weren't exposed. They just thought Rachel Maddow was going to tell them everything they needed to know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andrew, God bless you for the call, and you have my word, and I know that Alex Jones is never going to stop fighting. We're never going to stop fighting, and I don't want to live life on the edge, but if that's where the Democrats push me, then I'll be screaming at the ledge the entire time. Thank you, Andrew. Let's now go to Elizabeth calling in from North Carolina. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hey, Owen. So glad to talk to you. I'll make it quick. I just heard you were so upset, and I wanted to tell you that a lot of people now, we're in the time that people truly are turned over to a reprobate mind as prophesied, and these people are turned over to believe lies, and it is not possible to open their minds. But people like you and Alex and all of us who love the truth, it's said that we would do great exploits, and we would turn people to the truth that we could possibly reach. And I also wanted to say that there is a time coming, and we're in it now, and it's going to be even more fierce, where these liberals, they call themselves liberals, but they are going to suppress the truth so much that it's prophesied that they will silence the prudent. And it's us who love the truth. And I just wanted to talk to you about, you know, that a lot of people don't believe in the Bible that listen to this, and that's okay because God loves them too, and there's a time for them. But we really need to focus on strengthening our faith, because we know that the fifth seal of Revelation is going to happen. And I'm convinced that these liberals are going to take the mark of the beast, and they're going to persecute the people who love God. and really love truth and really stand for value. And I really believe that it's going to be them that we are persecuted by.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. And the funny thing about that call is I was thinking about Revelations because it's like, if we can't avoid Revelations, you know, maybe I just disappear to a beach. You know what I'm saying? No, but we're going to continue to fight because I believe in the future. I actually believe in humanity and I want to see young children believe in a future. I want to see young children have a chance at prosperity to build things, to see their dreams come true. Thank you so much for the call, Elizabeth. Let's now go to John. Sorry, Elizabeth. We just got to move through these callers. John in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I was calling. I'll make it quick. I was calling to refer. I remember a few weeks ago when you said that you laid awake at night and you were trying to find the words of wisdom to wake up the people. And you are, by the way, waking up the people. But something has happened the past year. In record numbers, people are waking up. And they need you to point out who is true, really. But it's almost like there was a trigger word that in all areas of entertainment and media, it went full force into your face. You know, it went from conditioning and subliminal.
Yeah, and the people that are waking up need to know now more than ever that they have the power. They have the power. They're more powerful than Jimmy Kimmel. They're more powerful than Don Lemon. You are the power.
Exactly, exactly. From conditioning and subliminal messaging, too aggressive in your face and controlling you almost, making you watch it. And that trigger word either brings you in or out of that hypnotic state. Either you give in to the brainwashing and you become a product of Antifa, or you step back and go, oh my God, I've been brainwashed my whole life.
And I already had that experience. I had that experience at about the age of 24, whatever it was, when for the first time in my life I was following current events. It was the Boston Marathon bombing. And just like the shooting in Florida, the FBI knew who Tamerlan Tsarnaev was, and yet they had to ask the public, who is this guy? We don't know. There was a drill going on the same day. And that's when I realized, oh my gosh, I was lied to in college. Oh my gosh, the media has been lying to me my whole life. Yes, you're all right. It's time for people to just admit it. But they have this pride. There's this element of pride, and there's this element of hate that doesn't allow them to break that precipice. And that's the key. John, thank you so much for the call. Sorry to dump you so early. Let's go to Joe. You've got 60 seconds, Joe.
Hey, I just want to say what I find funny is the same people screaming gun control are the same people that want open borders, refugees coming in.
And abortion.
And abortion. Not to mention they want,
they want gun control, but they don't want control of anything else.
Yeah. We can't stop drugs from coming into this country.
There's more guns in this country than people.
And they want banned guns, which would only give the cartels another source of income.
It's unbelievable, Joe.
You know what I mean?
There's no logic. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do with these people. They don't have logic. They don't have reasoning. They're totally brainwashed. And until they accept that moment, until they have that come to Jesus moment where it's like, okay, I have been brainwashed. I truly have been brainwashed. I have to recircuit my entire brain process. I have to recircuit my entire motherboard because I've been lied to and deceived my whole life. I had that moment. I had that moment. I had to deal with it. For about a year, it's very depressing until you're into the battle full-heartedly and you realize what you're fighting for. Thank you so much, Joe, for the call. I did a terrible job plugging today, folks. Unless you buy our products at InfoWarsStore.com, we're not going to be on the air. It's all thanks to you. We've got specials right now, including 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. Everybody uses toothpaste. Why not use toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com? Not just to support us, which you will, even though it's 50% off, you also get a great product. Just look at the reviews if you don't believe me. Thousands of 5-star reviews on Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. T-shirts, hats, supplements, everything. InfoWarsStore.com is how you make it all possible. All right, it's a necessary weekend for myself, for everyone in America. Love is what matters, folks. Your family, your friends, and love. That's how we win this battle. Love, family, and friends. I sign off for the week. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/